But first, we're going to take you to downtown Fresno, to the Lana Coffee Company, where entrepreneurs are getting ready to pitch their business ideas to judges. It's called the Spark Tank Pitch Fest, and it's put on by Fresno Pacific Center for Community Transformation. Let's listen in.
Did you know that half of U.S. households live paycheck to paycheck, unable to pay for an emergency bill of $300? Did you know that 7 out of 10 millennials rate their financial knowledge highly, but less than a quarter demonstrate basic finance skills? And did you know that in 2016, 40% of suicides between the ages of 40 and 65 were connected to financial disaster? My name is Alex Hussein Leon, and I'm here today because American households are suffering from a lack of financial education.
Hussein Leon is a graduate student at Fresno Pacific. He's pitching a personal finance education app.
From the beginning, we've wanted our users to have access to our content for free. In order
to do this, he and his team want to sell subscription licenses to banks and universities that will in turn offer the app for free to clients and students.
So with the Spark Tank Award, we'd be able to pay a local full stack developer to help us build the app and get it ready to sell. A Spark Tank Award would help us achieve our mission to help people live free from the burdens of financial instability.
Before the contestants got started, I spoke with Carlos Huerta, the program director for the Center for Community Transformation. He says Spark Tank is based on a familiar television program.
If you've ever seen the show Shark Tank, we run a similar process, even though we like to say we're the shark without the teeth, because we're not looking to take equity stake in a business. What we're looking to do and what our return on our investment is social impact in the community, solving social issues and environmental issues through social enterprise.
This is the sixth year of Spark Tank. Huerta says the judges, many of them successful entrepreneurs, are looking for three things.
Creativity, viability, and innovation. And so we look for those three to really bring change to our community. So up to date, we've helped invest in 38 businesses throughout the Central Valley. More than 60% of those still generate revenue 3, 4, 5 years later.
Spark Tank gets its funding from private donors, banks, and sponsors. Winners can receive up to $6,000. This year's event has 5 contestants. They each get 3 minutes to sell their concepts. Let's hear one more.
All right. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Manisha Edwards, and I'm the founder of Hack the Brand, a youth-driven branding and marketing initiative to help small businesses.
Edwards' company trains young people of color to create marketing campaigns to boost local ventures.
So underprivileged youth in disadvantaged neighborhoods lack direct access to real business training as well as access to intimate mentorship. Small businesses lack adequate marketing strategies to scale and grow their businesses. It's mainly due to lack of funding for marketing budgets.
And she's looking for funding to turn her enterprise into a nonprofit. When she finishes her pitch, the judges chime in.
Monisha, I really love this.
Thank you.
One of the questions is, out the other side of this program,
the judge wants to know what the end goal is. Does it prepare young people for a specific job or just introduce them to the possibilities in marketing?
It's introducing them to the different options that they'll have within those markets.
Past winners like Pat Unruh are here to cheer the new contestants on. She tells the audience about her successful nonprofit, Tagua Fair Trade. It sells crafts from around the world.
Well, it's a different business model. So when I retired about 6 years ago, I looked for a justice cause, and this was one of them that I worked for. And it's instead of the business model where you have a product that's produced abroad and you pay very little to the people who produce it for you, and all the profit is made here or in the Western world where it's sold, it's a different business model that says there are people who produce beautiful things in their countries and have gifts to do so, and they just need encouragement. They need a hand up.
And there are 3 more business pitches. These include a secondhand wedding and formal wear store that employs survivors of human trafficking, a cafe in Reedley that hires teen moms, and a company that makes wholesome cookies that include a healthy message, kind of like a good fortune cookie. Before we go, here's what we learned about the winners of Spark Tank. The judges awarded all 5 contestants from $1,500 to $4,000 to start or grow their social impact businesses. The crowd favorite was Goody Gaines, the healthy cookie company.